Storms do. Sonic the Hedgehog. Don't doubt what he can do. Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic, he can really move. Sonic, he's got an attitude. Sonic, he's the fastest thing alive. He's the fastest thing alive. He's the fastest thing alive.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Pixels in the Animation. I am one of your hosts, TFG and Mike. Joining me, as always, in this epic journey is TV's Mr. Neil.
I think you're mistaking me for someone completely different!
No, I'm not. Not at all. Today we got a juice because it's time we went supersonic. That's right, here in episode 71 we start our Sonic the Hedgehog coverage. We'll be covering the Sat AM first, and then Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog later. I think it's after episode 80 or 81. So join us, won't you? Because Pixels in the Animation is way past cool as we celebrate 25 years of Sega's title character. And you can tell, come on, dude. This is better than Bubsy. Come on now.
That's a very low bar.
It's better than Darkstalkers.
This is Poochie the Hedgehog.
No!
I have an attitude. I want a chili dog.
Oh, come on. Alright, so since this is technically a new cartoon series that we have never done before, much like years and years and years ago now when we did the Mario stuff and the Zelda stuff, we talked about the video game franchise that these characters obviously came, well, at least the title character already came out of. And as I said, technically it's been 26 years, I guess, since June 23rd was the first release for Sonic of 91. So, wow, so this isn't... I could have sworn that it was 92, not 91.
Nope.
Wow. Okay, well then, I screwed that all up, didn't I? Yeah, well. So, when did you first figure out that you... Did you even like Sonic when it came out?
I didn't have a Genesis, but I did play my friend's Sonic game, so... Yeah, I liked it. It wasn't as... I don't think it was ever as good as Mario. I mean, there are things that are wrong with the... with the game. Like, if Sonic ever comes to a screeching halt, God forbid if you have to walk uphill.
Yeah. I mean,
there's a reason the second game got the spin dash, because the first game was just kind of fucky.
Yep. Yeah, gotta love that spin dash, though.
Fastest creature alive can't walk up a hill. What's up with that?
Yeah, that's a little wonky.
Yeah.
I remember the first game, and I remember playing it. I didn't have a Genesis. I went Super Nintendo, and like you, my friends, actually my cousins, had the Super Nintendo, and my three cousins, Rachel, Robbie, and Cassie, they had the Sega Genesis, and I would go over their house and play Sega Genesis games all the time. But it wasn't until the second game that I absolutely fell in love with Sonic, his powers, the characters, and all that, and the worlds, because by the time the second game came around, they improved the graphics quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the franchise has been going on strong for, you know, 25, 26 years now.
Well, it depends on your definition of strong. We've had a couple weak moments.
Yes.
Than a few, actually.
It's had more than a few weak moments, but I'm saying, like, you know, there's been a Sonic game or a Sonic type of game at least once every few years for the last 25 or 26 years.
Sonic would like to get 2006.
Yeah.
Actually, there was quite a gap in the late 90s. I mean, for the entire run of the Sega Saturn, there was not a single... Well, there were a couple spin-off Sonic games. There was Sonic R and Sonic R. Yeah, the crappy racing game, but no real platformer to speak of. You got Sonic Jam, which was just a collection. Yeah. Which is, it was a great collection, but, you know, that was the only real Sonic game on the Saturn. So from, like, 1994 to 1990, holy shit, 1999, 2000,
yeah.
There was no Sonic game. That was like, 1999 is when Sonic Adventure came out.
Mm. Yeah, and then the only other Dreamcast Sonic game was the Sonic Shuffle. Oh my god. And we all know that because Sonic is... I don't want to say he's Sega's flagship character, but he kind of was when the Genesis launched. I mean, he was all over that.
He became the mascot about 2 years in. I mean, when the Genesis launched, they were still trying to convince us that Alex Kidd was worth playing. I mean, that last Alex Kidd game on the Genesis was like, I guess it was a callback to the only other good Alex Kidd game, but still it was kind of weird. There was the first level, you're running around punching cars for some reason.
Oh. I never felt that Alex Kidd was on the same level as, say, a Mario or a Spyro or a Crash Bandicoot.
No, he never was, but yeah. When you consider who else they had, I mean, it was like Alex Kidd and who? Opa Opa?
Yeah.
Or I guess you had Wonder Boy. I mean that kind of counts for something.
Yeah. I guess. But yeah, essentially, so when Sonic came out, or when Sonic was debuted, he pretty much ended up being the flagship character. He would always go up against Mario and any of the other mascots. And when I think of video game mascot characters or flagship characters, Nintendo, you can argue, because Nintendo has multiples of flagship characters. They got Mario. Well, yeah. They got Mario, they got Donkey Kong, they got Zelda, they got, you know...
Metroid, Star Fox.
Yeah, Pikachu. Hey, for a number of years, Pokemon kept Nintendo in business.
Yeah, I kind of wish we had done that cartoon instead of Donkey Kong. I could have stomached the first season of Pokemon and just done that. Screw the rest of the series.
Well, you never know. There may be potential, because I did not think of Pokemon as a video game cartoon. Because most of the video game cartoons we've talked about over these last 4, 5, 6 years, however the hell long it's been, have come from video games.
Right.
And Pokemon, to me, was either a cartoon here, or it was originally an anime, or whatever it originally was, because I have not watched an episode or anything of Pokemon in decades at this point. But you never know. Pixels in the Animation may make a comeback after episode 100. Who knows? We're not going to go episode by episode. We might go season by season, but that's down the line.
Season by season.
Well, season by season is easier.
I know, but my overview of Pokemon is just that the first season is the one that's worth watching, and everything else is kind of overstaying its welcome.
So Sonic, like I said, when I think of the mascot characters, I think of Mario, him. PlayStation had a weird thing with Crash and Spyro kind of vying for head mascot duties when those two games kind of came out. You know, and then between 2001 and 2006, we had, you know, the move to the non-Sega console systems, because Sega at this point was, what, bankrupt or something?
They were hemorrhaging money.
Yeah. Yep. I think the only... out of all the games that came out between 2001 and currently, the only game that I absolutely loved playing back in the day was Shadow the Hedgehog. So, you know, 11 years ago, I think, because I think Shadow came out in 2006.
Oh, my God.
Could be wrong.
Already?
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong, though. But it's just one of those things where I remember seeing that game in a store, and I'm like, oh, my God, what is this? An evil sort of hedgehog that has to go up against Sonic, and you actually play as the character? What the heck?
Well, he came from Sonic Adventure 2, which was also on the Dreamcast.
Yeah, Shadow got released. Wow, it wasn't 2006. It was 2005.
Oh, God.
And then, you know, pretty much for the last, you know, 4 years or so, you know, Sonic finally got into Super Smash Brothers on the 3DS and Wii U.
After there were years of jokes about him being in there, they finally just said, eh, let's put him in.
Yep. He was a playable character in LEGO Dimensions, so that was cool, in 2016. And apparently there are two upcoming Sonic games for the 25th anniversary event last year. The first game was Sonic Mania, which emulates the gameplay and visuals of the original Sega Genesis titles.
That looks really good.
And yeah, it will release in quarter two or quarter three of this year. Development was done by Pagoda West Games. And then there's another one, the second upcoming game, developed by Sonic Team, titled Sonic Forces, currently slated for quarter four of this year. Both titles, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, Microsoft Windows. So, having Sonic on the Nintendo Switch just seems wrong.
Yeah, it's still kind of surreal to see a Sonic game on a Nintendo system.
Yeah.
I mean, the funniest thing is, back when the GameCube was out, my buddy and I were always, like, big rivals. I was the Nintendo guy, he was the Sega guy. So I got Sonic Mega Collection on the GameCube. And you know that, you know I have that GameCube controller that looks like an SNES controller. I look at my buddy, I'm like, look, I'm playing Sonic on a Nintendo console with a Super Nintendo controller. And his face just gets totally serious. He's like, that's so wrong. Yes. He was so mad.
that's just so funny. Sonic has gone through many, many, many incarnations over his 25-year history. And I did not know that the two cartoon series, Sat AM and Adventures, I did not know they were running concurrent to each other at the time. Like, I just assumed that they, you know, Sat AM came first and Adventures was later. I did not know at the time that they were basically released in the same year from two different channels.
Yeah, so, really weird kind of pull that Sega had back in like 1992, 1993, whenever this was, that they could do two simultaneous Sonic cartoons.
Two very different Sonic cartoons, because Sonic the Hedgehog, also known as Sat AM, is a very dark, dystopian series, and Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog is pretty much, you know, your Laurel and Hardy, you know, Abbott and Costello.
Crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, and you had a much cartoonier Dr. Robotnik, and he had his two Robotnik Stooges.
Didn't they call him Dr. Eggman in that series, or did they call him Robot? Because I haven't seen Adventures in so long.
I think they held back on Eggman until Sonic Adventure on the Dreamcast. Okay. And the way they explained that was so shitty. It's like Eggman was like an insult. I'm like, oh god, no. So they're taunting him with that. It's like, hey, Eggman. Oh god.
Yeah, no.
Sonic isn't supposed to be that hip.
Yeah, no. No, in Adventures he is called Dr. Robotnik, so, yeah. Yeah, and looking at part of the animation for Adventures, and we're going to get to the Adventure episodes down the line here, but comparing that to what I've watched for this podcast and the next two or three podcasts that we're going to be doing, like you said, Adventures is much more cartoonish looking, whereas the Sat AM series is much more diabolical, much more dark and sinister type. So we are going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with our review of the first episode of Sonic the Hedgehog after this.
ETA Planet Mobius, 30 seconds.
We'll be right back. miss the beauty of this place when I'm away.
Dr. Robotnik, exciting trip.
Shut up, Snivelling. Oh, what is it, Clark? Does Imps need another head adjustment? Any hint of that troublesome hedgehog?
Not exactly, Dr. Robotnik.
What do you mean, not exactly? Either there is or there isn't.
Well, emergency light, Dr. Robotnik, monitor 10.
Isn't that one of those fetid little freedom fighters?
Affirmative, sir. His name is Tails, and he is usually accompanied by Sonic.
Take him. Perhaps his cries will flush out the hedgehog.
Princess Sally will love these. I can't wait to give them to her.
Nope, not here. Nope. Nope.
You ready, Rotor?
Ready.
Hey, Sam, don't you call me a fool, because baby, you know that I'm way past cool. Way past cool. Way past cool, huh? How do you like the entrance? You know, the way I come flying in, hit the old Axl Rose pose right on the downbeat.
All right, folks, we are back, and first up was the pilot / season finale of season one for Sonic the Hedgehog. It was called Heads or Tails. Okay, I don't know what this thing wanted to be. Not the cartoon itself, but I don't know why they would say this was the pilot and the season finale as well.
That does tend to happen every now and then. They'll make a pilot episode that really doesn't fit as like an opening episode, so they'll just kind of throw it in later in the season. Mm-hmm. I know I've seen that before. I just can't think of think of any examples off the top of my head, but I know other shows have done that. Mm. Ren and Stimpy did that. That's like the only example that I can think of right now.
Yeah. So basically, Sonic heads to Robotropolis in search of materials to build a defense against an impending invasion by Robotnik. However, the inexperienced Tails is tagging along. Now see, for me, I thought originally that this was better off. Now, I have not watched Sonic Past, Sonic Past Cool yet, which is episode 12 of the first season. But if we use Heads or Tails as the pilot and not the finale, that puts Sonic Past Cool as I'm really weird when it comes to season and series finales, that I want them to actually make sense and give us either, like if it's a season one going into a season two, give us a cliffhanger, give us something, whatever. Don't just have a one-off episode.
Or at least some sort of emotional closure so that it could potentially continue on, but it's also kind of like a farewell if it needs to be.
Yeah, exactly.
This is like none of that.
Yeah,
It's not really a first episode. It's not a last episode. This should have been like an episode 6, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, really. I mean, I don't mind it because when you mentioned it to me off air about we don't have that listed as the first episode, but that was the pilot. I'm like, okay, well, I'll go back and I'll watch it as the pilot, as the first episode, and I did. And it made sense to me watching Heads or Tails first and then watching Sonic, was it Sonic Boom? Yeah, yeah, and then watching Sonic Boom as the second episode. Because we essentially get in, we already knew who Sonic was, we probably already knew who Tails was at that point. Because this was 1993, so I think Sonic 2 had already been out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, so we kind of get introduced to Tails in Heads or Tails. I liked the episode. It was all right. It was, you know, interesting, to say the least. Now, I didn't get a chance to tell Neil this beforehand, but good moments and bad moments for the Sonic series. The good moments are the Fast and the bad moments are the Furious.
sure you don't want to be the furriest?
Yeah, well, you know, hey, we can do a Tom and Jerry reference, too.
More internet culture, I was pointing at, but whatever.
Yeah, no, 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 no.
Yeah,
no.
We know all
no.
about Sonic and the internet.
Yeah, no, that's too... No,
they'll be by now.
Oh my God! No, you didn't. Holy shit!
We won't call him out by name.
No, let's not. Wow. Talk about a bulldozer. All right. So, Heads or Tails. Some of the things I liked, and I have not seen this cartoon series in a very long time. It's been probably since it premiered, since I've seen it. I know that Shout Factory released the complete series DVDs years and years ago at this point. And I wanted to catch them then, but I just never did. And so it's been a long time. So I'm essentially going into this fresh. What I like about the series so far, just watching this first episode, 13th episode, whatever you want to call it, I like the animation. The animation is pretty solid. For the most part.
Than I expected.
Yeah. It's better than Bubsy.
Well, yeah.
I like that the story starts off with the villain. It's not just the heroes hanging around the camp and whatever else. Antoine. Oh, Antoine. That guy. That poor fox. And, of course, it's Rob Paulsen. So you essentially have... you essentially have Yakko Warner and Buster Bunny in this show, because you have Rob doing Antoine and you've got Charlie Adler doing Snively or Sneedly or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Which is just hilarious to me. I didn't really write any negatives for Heads or Tails. I thought it was a solid open plot. I thought it was done very well. I cringed at some of Sonic's sayings, but I think that's because that's what they want the character to be. They want him to be this egomaniacal speedster that makes really, really bad puns. Mm. What were your thoughts on Heads or Tails?
I think Sonic, the character, just kills it for me. I mean, if I don't care about the main character, then I don't care about the plot. And it's like, I don't like this... this totally hip, cool dude who's like your main character who says all these cool things, and it's like, get out of here, Poochie. I would rather have like a really cutesy Sonic, like how he looks in the games, and mm-hmm. like occasionally he has attitude, because that's actually kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
But this cartoon, it's like, oh God, it's like every time an American company in the 90s would try to draw Japanese characters and they just didn't get it. Like Darkstalkers. Although this isn't as bad as Darkstalkers.
This isn't as bad as Defenders of the Realm either, so there is that.
Well, yeah, but Mortal Kombat is an American
yeah, brand. Still. Alright. Anything else you didn't like about Heads or Tails?
That was... pretty much that.
Okay. Sonic Boom was the next episode. And pretty much Princess Sally and Antoine follow up on the lead that suggests that her father, King Acorn, may be alive. Meanwhile, Sonic attempts to rescue a captured freedom fighter. Okay, so the princess, Antoine, Sonic, and her father. Okay? Go with me on this. The princess is essentially Lana, Antoine is Simon, Sonic is Captain N, and the father is the father stuck in the mirror world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the first thing I thought of when I saw these four characters. Well, obviously, we don't see the father yet. We don't see King Acorn yet. But that's the first thing I thought of was Captain N.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Nope. I do like that this episode focuses on Sally and we get a good told story. The story is told very well. It is. It's paced out well. The animation is good. The voice acting, some of the voice acting is really good, but some of it sometimes, like, I've interviewed Rob Paulsen twice. I love the guy. I don't want to say anything bad about the guy, but some of Antoine's vocals are just strange at times to me. What did you think of Sonic Boom?
Very, very traditional first episode. This is the first aired episode. So
yes,
it's. I'm not even sure what to say because I'm not even sure what the plot was. It's just kind of like yeah, this is the situation, and here are the bad guys, here are the good guys, and I'm like, okay, I get what this is, but I have a hard time like really saying what the plot was.
Well, the plot basically was Sonic rescuing the Freedom Fighter and then Sally going on in search of her dad.
Yeah, but what I mean is that this is kind of like the archetype of every episode. So
yeah, pretty much, yeah.
It sets the stage, I guess.
Yeah, it does. It does. All right. And lastly up on this episode, we have Sonic and Sally. So Sonic and Sally, basically what happens here is the princess is captured by Robotnik, who creates a robotic duplicate of her, and it means of spying on and sabotaging the Freedom Fighters. Zelda did it better.
Yes, I knew you were going to say that.
I would rather be faced with Dark Zelda than Dark Sally.
Well, Dark Zelda was hot.
Yes, she was. So, I know not all of these video games... I know the same people that worked on the Mario stuff and the Zelda stuff are not the same people that are working on this, but they must have seen that stuff.
Well, it was Deke, so they were probably down the hall from most people.
That's probably true.
Like, let's look at these other cartoons for ideas.
Yes, exactly. Sonic and Sally, let's see. What did I like about Sonic and Sally? I like that... Okay, so Sonic is not going to get a lot of character development. He's not going to get a lot of character growth. But what I like about this episode is how his attitude does stay with him for the most part, but he also mellows out as well. I thought that was an interesting part of his character. And then the rest of it, this is kind of a Sally and Tails story, because Tails is the only one that really realizes that, hey, that isn't the real Sally and nobody believes him. So you've got a copycat of a Zelda episode, and you've got Tails, the fox, the two-tailed fox that cried wolf.
Yeah, I like how Tails like suddenly had this meeting ritual with her that like doesn't ever show up again, where it's like, hey, Princess Acorn, why aren't we doing all these things that we normally do? You know, you got to kiss me on the nose, and then we got to do the secret handshake, and then we got to do this, got to do that. You have to read the book the same way every time, and it was like. And the robot was like, oh, it probably gave up at one point. It was like, here, read the book yourself.
Yep.
Box.
Yep.
It was like he was just driving this damn robot nuts.
Absolutely, he was, actually. What else about Sonic and Sally did or didn't you like?
It's hard to say did or didn't like, because, like, this cartoon was well after my time, so I have no nostalgia for it. I'm just kind of looking at it and, you know, just kind of trying to process it, and it's, I don't know, it just doesn't, it isn't resonating with me. So it's like, there's nothing I really hate, but it's not really enthralling. It's just, it's very episodic. There's no overarching story to just, that's what I was actually expecting. I thought, wow, the Dark Sonic has really got to have this overarching story that, like, carries through the series, and no, it doesn't. It's just kind of like, it's just like your typical cartoon, except the setting is a little darker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think the one that has the overarching story is when they went underground, but nobody wants to talk about that.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of then.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. But again, I know tons of people who are Sonic fans who absolutely love this series, and I'm enjoying it. I'm not, when I watched these episodes, you know, just so we could record the show, I didn't have any moments of my eyes bugging out of my head, or, you know, my eyebrow just raising so far up it reaches above my forehead. Like, nothing enraged me about these three episodes so far. We've got one more to talk about today, but it's just one of those things where, compared to what we have been watching, this is gold. I mean, you know, between Defenders of the Realm, Street Fighter, Darkstalkers, Earthworm Jim was fun, but, you know, for a time, and then of course the Pilots episode and Donkey Kong Country. Too much singing in that show. Oh God, too much singing.
Too much bad singing. If it was, yeah, if it were good songs, I would give it a pass. But those are bad songs.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, so the final episode up today, we got Ultra Sonic. Sonic finds his long lost uncle Sir Charles after a failed mission in Robotropolis. It was probably not even 2.5 minutes into this episode. The puns in this show, oh my God. So many bad puns. Plus, Sally and Sonic as a team, it's kind of like watching an old married couple. In this episode, they argue back and forth. It's like they're an old married couple.
One of these days, Sally.
Pow!
One of these days.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, they're the Cramdons, and Tails is Art Carney. God. It's a Dinobot. Me, Grimlock.
Oh my God, that's right, they called it a Dinobot.
Me, but Grimlock, say Sonic is okay.
But funny enough, it looked more like Zod from GoBots.
I know. I do like the fact that we find his uncle finally, because he's mentioned his uncle. We don't know where his uncle is. He's, again, they're kind of trying to put threads of a story together in this, and it's written well, but, you know, we've got Sally searching for her father, we've got Sonic now searching for his uncle. He finds his uncle, but his uncle seems to be turned into a bad robot, or he's brainwashed by Robotnik or something, and, you know,
it looks like they tried to connect him to the Mecha Sonic from Sonic 2.
Okay, that's what I thought, yeah.
It kind of looks that way. By the way, I noticed later on that Uncle Charles is in the opening credits. If you look really fast, there he is.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, that's kind of a neat touch.
Yep. Absolutely it is. What did you like about, or not like about, Ultra Sonic?
I cringed at the when they said Dinobots. I had to back that up a couple times and be like no, they did not just say Dinobot.
They did.
Oh my God.
Sonic will not have a Code of a Hero episode either.
where was Hasbro with the trademark lawsuit?
I know, right?
Cease and desist.
All I can think of is cesium salami and beryllium bologna.
Although, with any luck, if Wheelie happened along, Uncle Chuck would finish him off instead of, like, rhyming with him.
Yeah, very true, very true. All right, folks, that's going to be it for this episode. We're going to take a quick break, come back with our ratings, final thoughts, overall thoughts so far with these first four episodes, and we'll close the show out after this.
It's action. It's drama. It's comedy. It's Decian, the superhero webcomic. Decian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. Read it now at Decian.com. Decian.com.
Sally won't like it. It's too hard rock. It's gotta be softer.
Softer? What do you mean softer? Oh, I hate softer. Softer is for pillows, for ice creams. Music has gotta move. Mm-hmm. It's gotta be pedal to the metal. Mm-hmm. It's gotta...
Ballad.
Ballad? Smelling? Nuh-uh. No way, man. Ballads make me wanna hurl. Ugh. Oh, chunkage contained.
Softer!
Thought you said Teal was picking flowers.
He was. 2 minutes ago.
The foul little beast is ours, Clark. Yes.
So that's going to do it for us, folks, for ratings for these four episodes. Heads or tails? I'll give it a 4. It was decent. It wasn't great, but it, you know, there's a couple of things that aren't really my cup of tea, but overall, it's not that bad. What about you?
2.5.
Okay.
Yeah, it just didn't resonate with me, and I'm not sure if it would resonate with anyone born after this cartoon came out.
Yeah. For Sonic Boom, I'm going to give it a 3.5. I liked it, I enjoyed it, but the funny thing with me is when they do certain episode titles like Sonic Boom or Ultrasonic, I expect something to happen to him. Like, he's going to break the sound barrier for Sonic Boom, or in Ultrasonic, he gets some weird new power, and that did not happen. So, Sonic Boom, what are you going to give it?
I'll give it a 3. I mean, it was an okay show starter.
Okay. Sonic and the Scrolls. Oh, boy. This episode was like a really, 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 really bad ripoff of... not Legends of the Hidden Temple. Mysterious Cities of Gold.
Oh man! Now you bring up a good cartoon. And you expect me to rate this now?
Exactly.
Now I'm even more mad.
For me, I'm gonna give it a 2. What about you?
I'll give it a 1.5. I mean, it's just I forgot that there was even a plot about scrolls. I was just looking at this. Clone Sally Acorn and being like, no.
What about Ultrasonic? For me, I've got to give Ultrasonic a 5 because it was the most enjoyable out of the four episodes. And again, it's sort of building a story for Sonic and his uncle. So yeah, 5 all around. What about you?
I'll give it a 3. I mean, I don't trust this cartoon enough to continue Uncle Chuck. you might end up like Chuck Cunningham and just disappear.
Oh, that's wrong. So wrong. All right, folks. So this is the summer of Sonic. We are going to run Pixels in the Animation from late May to early... Well, it's going to start late May and run throughout the entire summer until we can get all the Sonic stuff done. So the summer of Sonic is upon us, celebrating the 26th anniversary. I could have sworn this year. I could have sworn the damn thing came out in 92. Anyway, what has been going on with DC? And I know you can't give us a preview of what's coming up in the summer because you don't know. But for those that don't know about Neil's comic, DC, the superhero webcomic, why don't you tell them about it?
Well, there was a spinoff called Energize that released all four chapters. There will be more of him later, but we're taking a little break from him. And I've got more of Chapter 11 to Chapter 11 of Decian to release. I mean, it's a huge chapter. I'm still not done, but it's coming along. Unfortunately, I don't know the proximity of the dates relative to the release of this episode, so I can't give you a precise reading on what's going to be out right now.
Yeah.
But all I can say is go to Decian.com and just look at the latest update. If it's anywhere near the current date, then you should check it out.
There you go. Thank you for joining us here on Pixels in the Animation. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on this and all of our other episode posts from Pixels in the Animation to all the other podcasts we do as well. Email us feedback at geekcastradio.com, and the subject line, put Pixels in the Animation episode 71, 72, whatever episode you want to talk about. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. At Geekcast Radio is the network Twitter. You can follow me at TFG1 Mike. What is your Twitter?
P. Lynn Bailey.
Become Lynn a fan of... yeah, I know. I was not going to...
I was just saying, sometimes people don't know. They're like trying to spell it out phonetically. No, it's letter P. Lynn Bailey.
There you go. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. We hope you enjoy the latest episode of Pixels in the Animation and wish you'll join us next time when we will be reviewing the next three episodes from Sonic the Hedgehog, those being Sonic and the Secret Scrolls, Super Sonic, and Sonic Racer. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
TV's Mr. Neil.
Tune in next time and help us find the pixels in the animation.
Ooh, I like to hang, but I gotta juice.
You can go again. Go far behind. Say, don't be late. Destination heaven. Stay alive. You and me, we're going to have fun. Say, let's go. Hey, Excalibur.
It's about that bar.
What do you mean?
Give and take.
Going home.
Time zone.
Check it out, eh?
Live alone.
Leather legs.
Get in place.
What do you get, say?
That's it. Zoom, room.
Cosmic zoom.
That's up, say.
It's Sonic Boom.
Do the Sonic for ya. Do the Sonic for ya.
You all want to hit me on the head. You got the power to save the land.
Take a little chance. Slip on through.
You got smarter than what you do.
You gotta do for you.
Sonic Warrior,
to
Sonic Warrior.
The power is in your mind to seek the planet to conquer Taiya.
To your Sonic Warrior,
be defensive time.
To your Sonic Warrior,
forever in your mind. Nothing can survive the way you steal it. If you try, you can do anything.
To your Sonic Warrior,
always takes a chance.
To your Sonic Warrior,
cause there is no circumstance that you can't handle.